New federal emergency management agency floodplain maps for Onondaga County will go into effect November 4th. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, activists on Syracuse's south side are upset that some of the poorest homeowners in the city will be required to buy flood insurance.
We can't afford to pay this insurance, so we must stick together and we must fight.
Joanne Stevens was one of about 15 protesters that entered the Southwest Community Center at a recent informational meeting on the floodplain maps hosted by FEMA. Some residents in the surrounding area are now going to have to get flood insurance, while properties in the more affluent neighborhood of Meadowbrook were taken off the maps.
The well-to-do got off the list.
Rich Pachalski of Syracuse United Neighbors says he would rather see the government spend money to prevent flooding than on things such as the Onondaga Creek Walk.
Maybe there could have been some effort to dredge, you know, some of Onondaga Creek.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says she sympathizes with affected residents, but says dredging could cost millions of dollars.
If the federal government were able to come in and give us, you know, $5 to $10 to $30 million, then we could implement some of those other solutions. But all of the solutions that we as a city could afford to do and working with the state of New York, we have done.
FEMA branch chief Andrew Martin says he has done more than 100 of these informational meetings and he has not seen a protest like this.
I thought a lot of the points that the residents brought up were valid. You know, they're looking for answers to some really hard questions.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.